Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Friday, October 8th. And you know, I always get excited about a Friday in the beginning of the month because monthly jobs report. What's expected today for the previous month, meaning September, is that about 500,000 jobs were created. That would be good because the month before, August, was a pretty rotten month, just over 200,000 jobs created. The unemployment rate should be drifting around, 5.1, 5.2%. Some of the things that I am keeping an eye on for this report specifically, I'm trying to focus on leisure and hospitality because obviously with the Delta variant, there was a big fall off in job creation in that sector back in August. Then the next thing I'm going to be looking at is how many people are going back into the workforce, because it's amazing to me, but we have 3 million fewer jobs than we did before COVID. So we want our labor force to get built up. You know, we've got a lot of unfilled jobs, millions of them. As I've said before in this podcast, we have a little bit of a mismatch problem. It's like if everyone got divorced on one day, March 2020, it would take a while for people to hook up again. That's kind of where we are in the economy. We're trying to find how to hook up with one another, employers and employees. So we'll get that number out. And if it's a huge number and it's a crazy number, then I'll let you know about it tomorrow. But if it's as expected, then we're just going to not really mention it. Okay. So today, I just want to discuss a big announcement that came out of the Department of Education just this week about the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. This is a program that has just been a real bear. And so I went on CBS Mornings to discuss the plan, the problems that have plagued it, and also what the fixes are. If you miss this during the segment, if you don't hear this, I just want to point out that if you don't know whether or not your federal student loan can be part of this plan, go to studentaid.gov, studentaid.gov. That's the website. So I mention it in the broadcast, but you know, sometimes you don't focus so much. Here is the CBS Mornings crew, Tony DeCopel, Nate Burleson, and Gail King.
The Education Department said yesterday it will relax its rules for public service loan forgiveness. It's a program created to reward college students who decide to go into public service. Their student debt is erased after they make 10 years of on-time consistent payments. However, the program's rules have been criticized as too complicated. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is with us now. Jill, good morning to you. So this was meant to help people, but it wasn't helping people. What's changed now?
Well, you know, since 2007, the inception of this plan, it has been notoriously difficult to navigate, complicated, opaque. And in fact, 90% of the people who actually applied got rejected. Mm-hmm. And that meant that only 5,500 borrowers got that student debt wiped clean. Wow. Now, with these new rules, the government is saying that they're hopeful that 550,000 more people will be in the plan.
Now, what made it so complicated? Was it the paperwork?
So it was not just paperwork, but, you know, the plan was created so that anyone who was, say, a teacher, a nurse, a service member, someone who worked at a nonprofit. You had to have that first part. You had to be full time. But then there was this other couple of hurdles. One was that you had to make continuous payments for 10 years. Some people missed a payment here and there. New servicers came in. And the other piece was it was the type of loan that you had. The reality is, if you don't really know if you qualify, if you have federal student loans and you work for a nonprofit or in one of those sectors, you should go to studentaid.gov, because there you're going to be able to register if you haven't been registered already, but there's going to be a lot more information. Most of this should be done automatically, according to the government.
So they're looking for ways to include people instead of exclude people. Could it signal more changes in the world of student loans?
Yeah, well, we've heard about $10,000 to $50,000 of debt being erased for every borrower. Well, the White House has kicked that back to Congress. I think we know that Congress has a lot of other things on their plate. So if you have a federal student loan, don't count on forgiveness right now. Keep making those payments when they start up again in January.
Okay, so if you have more questions about this loan forgiveness program, again, just head on over to studentaid.gov. And again, it is for federal student loans, not private loans. All right, hopefully this helps some of you out. It would be great if you did get a little extra help. Who doesn't want a loan forgiven? Don't be counting on that $10,000 or $50,000, though. I feel very comfortable saying that I'm not sure whether you should be counting on that right now. As always, we like to remind you on a Friday that our music is composed by Joel Goodman. Mark Talercio is our executive producer, and we are distributed by the fine folks at Cadence 13. Lift someone up today. Grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow.